cherry on the cake. Just a throwback kid from the 90s. I start my ABCs with the YZ. I paint with different colors and never in the lines. There isn't any other, I am the prototype. TikTok, waste time with your rumors. But I'm so ice cold, good humor. They say I'm out of my mind, standing on the outside. But it's cooler, it's fresher, I like it here.
Good thing I didn't say anything racist.
See, I told you guys when you were gone, something came up about racism, and I said, well, I don't think you guys are racist, but I'm not sure about Johnny. He might be a little bit.
I'm not racist. I haven't like burned any crosses lately, but.
Hey, we can all grow. We all can grow. All right. Hello, everybody. Thanks for checking out this special show that we have here. I like to call this the RL Without You Roundtable, where a bunch of us get together without the owner, Rich, and reminisce about that time when he was gone and we liked it so much better. Actually, what this show is a way for some of us to kind of interact. The Raw Live and Unedited Network here, we have a bunch of different shows and a bunch of people on these shows, and we all sort of interact in a group chat that gets very cluttered and we miss each other's comments. And so we're going to do this little experiment to get different people together and just kind of talk about whatever we feel like. So I hope you guys like this and it doesn't come off too stupid, but I am the host of the show. I'm Paul from Who Will Survive Horror Podcast. If you haven't listened to me, that would be my show. And I have three other guys from the network, whether they're on current shows or more than one show. So we'll go around and let everyone introduce themselves. Why don't we start with one of the oldest RLU members who doesn't currently have a show but is a member of the founding show, and that is George. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? It's really awesome to sit down with you today and, you know, just talk stuff that's out of the norm. Excited about doing this today.
Nice, nice. Now, you were originally kind of like the first show that Rich started this network out of was you and Rich and Joe, but currently you're not doing anything else, but you do some other reviews and stuff, right? So where do you have your, why don't you just let people know where they can keep up with like what kind of reviews you're doing and where to find you, since you're not not a regular podcast on
Toy Addict 26 all together, no gaps. I got a YouTube channel, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Tumblr and Facebook. And basically, you know, the name says it all. I'm a toy addict. Collect everything from not so much 3 3/4, but all the way up to quarter scale statues, figures, anything that appeals to me. I collect and review. And it's always been a passion of mine. I started doing, you know, like moonlighting as a reporter for figures.com a good while ago. That exposed me a lot to the industry. Got to meet a lot of people in the industry, like the Four Horsemen, you know, Randy Falk from NECA, the folks at Hasbro. So I made some really strong connections with the people that make the stuff we love to collect. And that really, you know, created a bond with me and the hobby. And, you know, that's why I've been doing this for so long, because I love the hobby and I love to share what I'm passionate about, and also save people money when when some shit comes around that I think is not worth the money.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cool. So we'll make sure that we include links for everyone's shows and or social media with the posts about the show. But yeah, it's cool. We have never actually talked before other than just through some text and stuff. So This is definitely cool. And next, we have a guy who has a few different shows on the network that is actually a last-minute replacement for the original person who was supposed to be on the show, and that is Jaime. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad to be here. It's fun.
Yeah, so why don't you let everyone know what your shows are real quick and just kind of what you guys do.
Yeah, I'm one of the original hosts for Go Figure, which is not that active anymore. We switched now to a monthly format, which we already released the first episode. And I am also one of the main hosts from Fix and Flicks, which is a newer show about movies and the figures from those movies. Yeah, like you said, I'm replacing Marty, which is my co-host from there.
Right.
And I also like toy photography on my Instagram. That's my main hobby. I collect figures and I take pictures of them.
Nice. Yeah, I know that's kind of the common thread through, I think, most of the people on the network, as most of us came here by way of action figure collecting or photography or reviewing or something like along mm-hmm. those lines. And speaking of action figure photography, we have our last host, co-host with me, I should say, and that is Johnny, a.k.a. Sergeant Bananas, who you might know from his toy photography, but now is also a podcaster himself. What's going on, man?
Not too much. Glad to be here and talk with you guys. It is cool to talk to you. I've known you for years now, but I feel like we've never actually
before even any of this network stuff. I know we were friends through. I think I met you back in your Ninja Turtles on the sidewalk days.
And I'm back at that right now. It's kind of funny. Full circle.
Yeah, right. That was like your original toy photography. I think mm-hmm. you know, we kind of crossed paths and you went a lot deeper than I did with the whole thing, where I'm just kind of a casual guy that messes around here and there. But
hey, well, I could actually recognize an obsessive behavior, like personality trait, and I know that you have that too. So that's where kind of a lot of it comes from with me. It's just like I get obsessed with shit,
right?
And
right.
I just go crazy. So good thing I'm not like into meth, because I'd probably be dead.
Yeah, we don't need that. And but you also have a podcast that you're one of the hosts of now too in the network.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Toy Migos podcast, They're Not Dolls. I do that podcast with Chaney and Ernie, the Fallen Fett. And that was a cool thing that kind of just came about organically. Like I came on as a guest originally, and then I would kind of just come on here and there, and then it was more frequent, and then one day Chaney was like, dude, you should just, you know, be part of this. And I was like, yeah, like, I guess I kind of already am. So yeah. I made it official. And now we record weekly or biweekly, depending on, you know, the schedules of people, which I know we all know about, because everyone lives in different places, has different lives. So the fact that we got all of us here right now is actually like a success.
I know, right? Did you guys hear that Johnny went a little bit max headroom there?
Yeah.
Or was that just on my end? Okay.
Hopefully
that came through on the recording. It was pretty sweet.
I heard that.
I don't even get that reference. So what happened?
Oh, sorry. It's when you were talking, I don't know, somehow the digital like skipped and you just went to say yeah, and then it was like yeah.
Like, went, eh.
And then like then you came back to normal. It was pretty dope.
Yeah, dude. So. I actually did that. So there was no fuck up.
You're actually a robot, like, and your program skipped. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I thought it was worth at least having everyone kind of introduce themselves, because somebody might listen to my show but not listen to one of the other shows, or vice versa. Probably more likely someone listens to one of you guys and doesn't listen to me. So, but that's all right.
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah. That's true.
We could still be friends, but still, fuck you guys. Cool. So I came up with this idea that I thought would be fun, since most of us are always kind of talking about a specific thing, that we could just sort of talk about some shit from our own lives or things that were a little bit of a departure from our shows. And I don't really have a great name for what to call this idea, but it's basically one thing that you hate, or that you're pissed off about, or that's annoying you right now.
What grinds our gears.
Yeah. And something that you're either excited about or happy that is happening, or that you're excited about that's coming up, something along those lines. So pretty basic premise, but just kind of a way for each of us to throw a little bit of our personal lives into, or personal opinions about stuff that maybe we don't normally talk about in public forums so much, and just kind of wax about that a little bit. So we'll go around, and each person will, why don't we start with the bad and then end with the good?
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys want, I will go first and then you can kind of copy me since this is my stupid idea.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect. All right. So something that's been annoying me, this was actually tough because I have a lot of shit that fucking pisses me off in my life. So I got fucking bullshit with my kids and bullshit with local cops that have nothing better to do but give people tickets for running stop signs, and bullshit with my stupid fucking job that I don't like, and just basically a lot of stuff that pisses me off. But one thing that I guess has been a little bit more annoying to me lately that I feel like would be something that we can share a common opinion about here is that, I don't know about where you guys live, but there's still a bunch of fucking people, and I live in New York, like way up in the northeast coast and next to fucking Canada, and there's still a bunch of people that fly Confederate flags around here and try and say, oh, it's not prejudice, it's Southern pride. And I'm like, bitch, you're in fucking Western New York. You're not in the South, so you guys lost the war. Your symbol is a symbol of hatred. And just, can we just get a new symbol, please? What the fuck?
That's
something that annoys me. I see people flying them, and then there's one guy particularly, like right around the corner from me. He has one of those, it's pride, not prejudice, and it's the Confederate flag.
Oh.
And it's an older dude, and he has, I'm assuming, grandkids that are running around his house that look like they're clearly part black. And I'm like, dude, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss, man.
Oh, my God. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys see this where you live, because I know you're kind of well, I'm sure Jaime probably doesn't get a lot of people flying Confederate flags in Puerto Rico.
No, not at all.
Probably. He's like, what's a Confederate flag?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm sure if Marty was on, he probably wouldn't have many of those in the UK either. But
he's like, there's a big movement over here.
Yeah. Well, I know, George, you're in the South. So
yeah.
I'm sure there's probably a little bit of that clinging on to the past going on there.
Here in South Florida, in particular, where I live, deep south, there is, I would say, a vast majority of us are Hispanic.
Sure.
But there is little areas. There's an area called the Redlands, which is mostly like farmland and stuff like that.
Okay.
A lot of acreage. And you spot your occasional Confederate flag, like, you know, just outside the house. And, and you know, it's just, it's something that lingers. It's there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what you're saying about, like, saying it's not prejudice, it's pride, that is so fucking ignorant, because the symbol of the flag, the definition of the flag was the Southern states and what brought on the Civil War, and why the Civil War happened is because of slavery. So it's like, how the fuck are you going to try to justify that flag, you know?
I know, it's
it doesn't mean
stupid.
Anything else but hatred and abolition and fucking racism, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
me being of light skin, you know, I'm not like, I fucking, maybe my arms and shit, but like, I'll fucking take off my underwear and shit. I'm fucking white as fuck. So I can have prejudice directed towards me, because it kind of comes down to, it's not just blacks. It's if you are not considered, you know, Caucasian, whatever they consider a Caucasian to be, you're some fucking migrant. Like, there's so many people that would consider me as a Mexican, and I'm a fucking American. I was born in the United States of America.
Oh,
but
sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My traits, my personality, my look, it's obviously has origins from another country, but people would label me as a fucking Mexican in probably 70% of the country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right,
just because I don't have maybe, like, you know, yellow hair on my face, my beard is black, and you know, it just they fucking pigeonhole people into stereotypes.
Right. Yeah, it's shitty. What about you, Johnny? Is there a lot of Confederate flags out in California?
where I live, not so much. But it did dawn on me that I did see another like a sticker numerous times that is kind of like the alternative to that. It's like, you don't want to go like full hillbilly, but you like still want to be like kind of hillbilly, which is this sticker. It just says like 100% white boy. And I don't know if you ever see, I don't know if you ever seen that those stickers, but it's just like, it's this kind of the same thing where it's just like, it's super aggressive. It's just like, dude, fucking calm down. Like, okay. Like it's any, slap any race on that sticker. And it's just super aggressive. It's not just that, yeah, but yeah. Then, you know, it's just like, because of the way things are, when you see that, it's just like, oh yeah, that guy's, you know, like to me, like, I'll be honest. Like if I see that 100% white boy, I'm like, probably a hillbilly. Because like the businessman that works in an office isn't going to have that on his fucking Honda Accord,
right?
And you can go ahead and guess what kind of vehicle this person was in. So
yeah, pickup truck
indeed, and it was like 7,000 feet off the ground, so a little fucking piss pump to probably go with it. So there's that. As far as the actual flag though, no one around here in my town. I live in like a beach town, so everyone's pretty chill.
Sure.
So there's not a whole lot of that going on. I don't see it. But yeah, I mean, that would fucking, like, if I lived, you know, especially like with George, like he's in that stuff and it's like real deal. Like there's racism everywhere, but I feel like in those parts, it's like people are still living back then. Like they still have that mindset from like the Civil War where it's like,
yeah,
if you're not white, then you're not right.
Right.
And that they love that they rhymed for once. But yeah, that's fucking bullshit, and that would piss me off too. Especially like how, that's super ironic though that his grandkids. You know, it's like, how do you like, what are you telling? Do you even talk to them, or what are they like? How is this? How does the dynamic of this relationship work?
Yeah, how do you have that conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we can all universally agree that Confederate flags should go.
Yeah.
And,
why don't we move on to, let's go to Jaime's topic, because I know his will definitely spark a little more conversation. And we almost got into it by accident before the show.
Yeah. So basically the thing that really like pisses me off right now is that, you know, that guilty until proven innocent mentality that's going on around everywhere, like media,
sure.
Hollywood. Like a good example would be like for Chris Hardwick, the comedian that got an accusation of from his ex-girlfriend. And right. They basically didn't have any evidence and he still lost his job and everything. And after all that mess, now he got it back because he was proven innocent. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Right, but it still leaves a bad taste in people's mouth afterwards because they're like, oh, is that guy a good dude or is he a fucking scumbag that just got away with it because he's like a charming white guy?
Ruined.
Right.
Like anybody can say that you did something and that's it. You're gone. Like,
sure, yeah. Yeah, I think that's definitely a tough one. We'll try to keep this a little bit short so we don't go on forever because this could be like a 3-hour conversation that we still don't figure out, but I agree with you. I mean, specifically, I guess if we want to say about the Chris Hardwick one, like I have been listening to his podcast for years and I know like, okay, he could be a different person on his podcast or whatever, but you feel like if you listen to someone hundreds of times, you have a pretty good idea of who they are and what they're about. And he doesn't seem like he's that kind of a guy. And I know, you know, whatever, like I said, he could be somebody different in real life, but it was hard to believe that he was like such a fucking crazy monster. And then on top of that, she had some skeletons in her closet. And it really was one of those things where just because somebody cries wolf, then everyone packs up and runs, you know? So it's shitty. Cause even if you get redemption, it's like a half-hearted sort of limp wrist redemption. Like, oh, we're sorry. We didn't, you know, it's like a soft, we're sorry kind of thing. They didn't mean to ruin your reputation and hurt your career. And now people are going to kind of give you the side eye, always wondering if you did or didn't do something.
Yep.
So it's tough because shit just goes public so fast, you know, so.
Yeah, and especially with social media, people are so quick to, like, react to this. And they don't even know the facts. Like, how can you judge a person if you don't even know what's going on, dude? Like, chill.
Right. And I know you kind of started to get into this a little bit before the show, George. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, as a whole, I don't know Chris Hardwick on a personal level. I don't. But sure. I think there's one thing that should be said is that at the end of the day, we're fucking humans. Okay. We make mistakes. What makes us humans is our vulnerability and our ability to make mistakes, do wrong things, then, you know, learn the error of our ways and become better people. So whether this guy had any psychological abuse treatment with this girl or not, I don't think that justifies the punishment, you know, the severity of what happened. It's like society's walking on fucking eggshells nowadays. And, you know, like James Gunn, I'm not going to go too deep into that because I haven't read all the tweets and shit like that. I heard pedophile. I heard a lot of things, very insensitive things that he said. Mm-hmm. But it's the same shit. Like, if I'm like this person that's created so much awesomeness that people appreciate, and I'm in the limelight, and some motherfucker that has nothing better to do wants to dig up something that I did 10 years ago, that doesn't define the person that I am now. You know what I mean? Unless you have evidence that I am still doing that today. That's a different story.
Sure.
But, you know, if I went on Instagram and made, you know, or Twitter, and I did some stupid, ignorant, asinine rant about gay people, when I was 12, when I was like 15 or something, I'm here 42 years old, an accomplished actor, whatever the fuck, public figure, and some asshat that has nothing better to do goes, because I don't know how they even do that. How do you go through years and years of Twitter posts to find that?
I don't know.
So that right there is so questionable. It's like, do you have a fucking life, first of all? So then, I just don't feel that's the way we should live our lives, man. We shouldn't fucking, like, what is this? Like, there's no opportunity to better yourself, to change, to become a better person.
Sure, you know? Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
I want to comment on that, and then I want to get Johnny's opinion, but I want to piggyback off of what you said, where about, like, if you were a kid and you did some stupid shit or whatever, and then you know, grow up and you're a whole different person later. I've never really, like, said very much about this, but when I was a kid, I mean, I grew up around pretty much all white people. Obviously, motherfuckers are flying Confederate flags around here feeling bold about it. And so when I went to school, we would just, like, make racist jokes and not think anything about it. But there wasn't anyone except other white kids. So we were like, who is this hurting? You know what I mean? And if I had Twitter or something back then, and, you know, in the early 90s, if I had Twitter, I would probably have fucking ruined my life by saying some super ignorant shit that I thought was funny, because we were just ignorant back then. You know what I mean? And like, now I'm not like that at all. And I actually regret even, you know, just remembering telling those jokes with my friends and laughing and saying stuff and whatever, and like basically trying to be like shocking about stuff the way that James Gunn's type of stuff was. Mm-hmm. And granted, when he was doing it, he was much older, and, you know, I don't want to get into like what he said, whether it was right or wrong or whatever, but I think there's definitely something to be said for like leaving the past in the past. If you just like said dumb shit, or like if you didn't actually like kill somebody or like actually rape somebody or something like that, it's different. As opposed to just like saying stuff that you were trying to make jokes, you know, is a very different thing. Leave
the past behind, kill it if you have to, like Kylo.
Yeah, said. Yeah. And I mean, as far as the, you know, the the Chris Hardwick thing is another thing too. Like, they just didn't have the facts and they went right to the extreme. But I don't know. What do you think about this situation, Johnny?
Well, I didn't really pay too much attention to that whole Chris Hardwick thing. Like, yeah, I did hear a bit about it, but I guess it's kind of in general, like, my thoughts on things like that is, it just seems like a lot of like social justice warrior bullshit to me. It's just like people want to like he's in the spotlight, and same with James Gunn. So obviously, like, you're just going to have people that just want to bring you down because you're so, like, whatever way they can. And I think that that's just bullshit. Like, it's weak. Like, if it does come out, like, it's confirmed to be true, then that's a different story. But like, the thing with like the James Gunn thing, like, that was so long ago, where like you're saying about like how you were in school and you would make these jokes. It's like, if someone wants to think of you like that now, it's like you're a different, entirely different person.
Yeah,
you know,
like
you've
20 years ago. Yeah,
yeah, you've lived like an entirely different life now. Mm-hmm. Like, and just like all of us could probably say things like that. It's like, even, you know, take that out of it, like the joking stuff. Is that it's like things that you're into when you're five. It's like you can. That's how you identified yourself. What if someone wanted to identify you as that now, that'd be weird to you. You'd be like, wait, I don't want to be an archaeologist anymore. Because when I was like three, or fucking when I was a little kid, that's what I wanted to be. And it's like,
oh, yeah, that's Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's Johnny. He wants to be an archaeologist. Like, well, I'm 32 and I take pictures of toys. So that's pretty fucking far off.
I have an archaeologist action figure. Is that kind
of? Yeah, pretty much. So, but getting back onto the topic of what, you know, what we're kind of complaining about here. I just think it's trash, basically. And yeah, that's basically my thoughts. I don't have too many, but it's just like, I don't like how people are so willing to jump on someone like that. I just.
Sure. Yeah.
It's garbage.
No, it is. And it's unfortunate that it is more of a, you know, guilty until proven innocent type of thing, like Jaime's original point about this.
Yep.
So it's it's unfortunate because they try to find the way to offend the least amount of people. And it's like, how do you offend the least amount of people is by saying nothing and having no position on anything and having no, you know, nothing like colorful about your ideas at all. So.
Someone's always going to get offended no matter what.
Yeah, somebody's always going to not like you, for sure.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There's no way around that.
All right, what about your topic, George? Do you have something that's pissing you off lately?
I'd say I'm probably the oldest of all of you. I'm 42. And
okay. Yeah, I'm 39, so close, but not quite there.
Damn, you don't look 42, man.
Thank you, man. It's the genes. So my thing is I've seen how society has changed, primarily focusing on my child. You know, things have changed so much to a point that to me, it's a little hard to swallow. It's a little annoying. And it's a little, I think like life as it is, the way we are living our lives, we're like overlooking and missing so many opportunities to have experienced memorable moments. You know, I'll give you an example. My son's been with this girl. She's a great girl. Her parents are really awesome. He's actually going to New York with her parents because they love him so much. They take him on trips and all this shit. But my son is like on the phone 24/7 with her. But he's not on the phone. He's on video chat all goddamn day. Yeah. I'll come home from work and he's laying in bed and I hear like a buzzing and his phone. And I hear like scratching and stuff, like someone's like rubbing on a microphone and his phone is laying there. He's not even looking at it. I'll look at the phone and there's like the edge of this, of a ceiling fan spinning. And I'm like, Chris, what the fuck is this? What is it? He's like, shh, Dad, it's Emily. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, she's on the phone. I'm like, no, there's a fucking phone, a fan spinning on the phone. There's no Emily's. And he's like, dude, she's there. Shut up, Dad. Like, she's doing her nails. And so in my fucking head, right, it's like, so hang up, let her do her goddamn nails, and then call her man. Back. And like, it's just.
Back in the day, that was like how you got off of the phone with your girlfriend. She's like, oh, I got to do whatever. Like, all right, cool. Like, you would like find a way to fucking hang up with her.
And you would talk on the phone.
Sit there and listen to her do her nails.
You would talk on the phone, right? But like,
yeah.
My son will be, Dad, can I borrow your charger? I'm like, you have your phone connected to a charger. Oh, because it's getting hot. I go, of course it's getting fucking hot. You're on video chat for hours on end. If you were to talk on the phone, your battery would not get that fucking hot. You know, and it's just like this thing where to them, a phone conversation is non-existent.
Right.
You know, and
well, that's like, how old is your son?
He just turned 16 in February.
Oh, okay, so my daughter is the same age actually. She just turned 16 in June. So
yeah.
That's the other thing too is like they don't. None of them use the actual phone system or like text message. Like, no, text message is stupid. You can't use that. You have to communicate everything through Snapchat or through iMessages or, like you said, video, FaceTime shit or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's all that. Like, my daughter only texts with one other person in the world, and that's me because I don't have an Apple phone, so she can't iMessage me. If she didn't have to text me and like my girlfriend, she wouldn't even use text messaging ever on her phone. So.
Like I saw a painting. There's an area here. It's like an art district. It's called Wynwood. And I saw a painting that really captured, you know, what I'm talking about right now. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was called Long Distance Relationship. Check this out. It's a guy, a kid, like maybe like probably 7 or 8 year old kid and a 7 or 8 year old girl. They're sitting right next to each other under a tree, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're both on their phones sending emojis to each other and fucking little snaps and shit. So it's like you're there. Have physical goddamn contact. Like, what is this digital shit, man?
Right.
Like, before my son met this girl, it was all about, you know, like, he was, like, talking to some girl. I'm like, hey, where am I going to meet her? Oh, Dad, chill. I'm like, what do you mean? You've been talking to her for a while. And like, are you going to take her on a date or whatever? And he's like, oh, chill, chill. And then 2 days later, he's like, oh, no, I let her go. She was too clingy. I'm like, how is she clingy? How did you determine that she was clingy if you never physically went out with a girl? You know? Funny. And it was just, it's just this weird fucking, like, world that we live in. And, like, for being a person that lived, like, pre that technological era,
sure,
to me, it's just like, what in the actual fuck?
Right. So you know? as the next oldest guy after me, what do you think about this, Johnny? I know, obviously, you have fully embraced social media for your artistic purposes, but do you and your girlfriend only communicate through Snapchat with fucking puppy nose selfies?
Oh, man. When you were describing that, what was that, like a piece of art, a painting, you said? Mm-hmm. It reminded me of that scene in Don't Be a Menace where those two dudes are standing next to each other and they like page each other and then they like call each other. They're literally like right next to each other. And then, that's what that reminds me of. But you're right. Like, yes, I've fully embraced social media. I am on my phone a lot. I have no problems admitting that, for better or worse, you know, sometimes worse, sometimes, I mean, I don't know, maybe better. I don't know. But
sure. Well, you got to promote yourself too. So,
yeah. So there's that stuff. But then like what he's talking about, like the interactions with like actually having an interaction with someone, I feel like that's almost going to be like a lost thing because like kids these days, they grow up with their iPads and all these devices and they don't talk. So people, like, they forget how to interact around other people. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit. When you like, say you go to like a restaurant and with a group of people and there's that kid, he's like 5 and he's got his own iPad and he just sits there the whole time and he's fiddling with that shit. He doesn't know how to talk or interact with people. It's like, you're fucking 5, man. Annoying by talking to me too much, not by sitting there like a fucking weirdo. That shit bugs me. Like, when I see that, like with how kids are like, you know, I'm not a parent, so like I don't have ground to necessarily stand on here and say this because I haven't been in those shoes. And, you know, I know parenting is a crazy hard thing to go through, and it's also awesome. But like one thing that
it's not that awesome.
Well, so like this is kind of to your point is like, well, nowadays it's like, you know, maybe like back in the day, like when I was a kid, if I was throwing a fit, like my mom or my dad would just be like, you're about to get your ass beat, you know, like, and that that would stop me. But nowadays,
like, you're gonna get locked in your room for 2 days.
Yeah, go in your room,
come out for meals,
like 2 hours, which basically felt like, you know, 3 years. So there's that. But then like nowadays, I feel like when a kid is being disciplined or they're trying to get, or more so like they're trying to get the kid to stop like freaking out, they're just like, oh, here's this, here's your iPad. Like, go, like, fuck off, like, be quiet. And it's just like, dude, you're just, it's just like, it's like kind of like the analogy I use, just like in Big Daddy when he fucking covers up his piss with newspapers. It's like, piss is still there. Pissy ass motherfucker is still there. You just fucking put newspaper over his head. Like, the problem doesn't get solved that way. And it's just, it keeps growing. And like, as time goes on and more technology gets introduced and social media becomes a bigger thing, it's going to get worse. Like the things that George is talking about with his son, it's like people are probably not even gonna, like, it's gonna be like in like fucking Demolition Man when like how they have like sex with those fucking helmets and shit, but if you're not even gonna be in the same room, you're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna like fuck this chick in like Zimbabwe with this fucking helmet on my head. I don't even fucking know what she looks like, but she's fucking busting it, and I'm good. It's like,
it actually doesn't sound too bad, though. I mean,
I mean, I might try it out, but like,
are chicks in Zimbabwe, like, do they look a type of way that you
I don't know why I
bring
said
up Zimbabwe?
That. Why did I say Zimbabwe? I'm like, what sounds like otherworldly far away?
That's because we were talking about Black Panther before, so you had that on your brain.
So yeah, some chicken Wakanda.
So you want to fuck some balls, Okoye looking bitch.
Yeah.
Shit, Okoye, man.
Yeah, definitely.
It's garbage, and it's definitely like I could definitely relate to like being annoyed about things like that,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
So, as the youngest guy, how old actually are you, Jaime?
I'm 23.
Okay.
Damn.
So, do you guys do all your communication through Snapchat or some new thing that the adults don't know about?
Well, basically, I was born in 94, right? So, when I was a kid, I didn't actually grow up with a phone or anything like that, like kids nowadays. So, my main entertainment was always figures. I know, like, at the time, there was video game systems and all that, but I've never really been that much into video games. So, like, I always had figures with me. Now, as an adult, once I, you know, got a job and I can afford my own shit, my phone is an extension of my hand now. I don't really leave anywhere without it, you know? But, you know, my family, they're old school, right? So, like, I don't really, like, I talk in the phone with them and shit like that still. Like, I'm not, like, always relying on my phone for communication like the newer kids. I'm young. I know I'm young. But I see the difference between, like, a generation. Like, the kids that grew up a few years later than me that always had phones in their hands since they were a kid, I can see how they're socially way accurate. Awkward, you know, like, it's weird. Like, I totally agree with George. Like, there has to be some sort of control. Like, you can't just give a little kid a phone because, like, they'll lose all social skills. Like, I know that for a fact because I have a little cousin. Mm-hmm. He is, like, what, 8 years old? He has his own phone. And he mainly uses that to interact with everybody. Like, but he doesn't even talk that much. This is weird.
I saw the opportunity to say something super inappropriate right there, but I didn't. So good for me.
Yeah, because
I do want to say though, like, to interrupt, with you, Jaime, like talking to you and like getting to know you, you never once came off as like young to me. I have to say that, like, as a compliment to you, you're right. About like 10 years younger than me, and then obviously like, probably like 7 years younger than these other guys here, but. Yeah, like, you never came off that.
Yeah, Marty said the same thing to me. Like, when I started talking to him, he thought I was older for some reason.
Yeah, you're just respectable, you know? I feel like that's what it is. Like, you're not... I don't know how you would describe someone your age typically, but probably annoying, actually, would just say. But no, you're not.
No, I kind of agree, bro. Like, the people that I grew up with, went to school with, I can't stand them, bro.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I think you're going to see a shift back. Like, I listened to other people talk about this topic, and what you're seeing is sort of this explosion of everything, but then it goes in waves to where it will come back down, and I think they'll be the next thing, but I think there's also already sort of starting to be this movement of people like kind of getting away from doing stuff so much. And so you'll see it calm down and then the next thing will come along and blow everyone's mind. And then we'll be right back to the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. Well, why don't we move to our last thing to piss us off, and then we'll take a break after that. And then we'll wrap up with our things that we're excited about. So our last person is Johnny, who is infamous for also being pissed off at a lot of things. So I'm interested to see what you have to say.
Yeah, so mine's going to be very, very specific, and it's
perfect.
Yeah, so basically, like, what it is when you go to the grocery store, because the reason I chose this is because when I was, there is so many things, so it's, like, it actually made it harder for me to choose, because I could just do something every day about talk about this every day and just be like, yeah, I hate this, I hate that. But anyways, the thing that kind of is like a reoccurring thing that it's like it doesn't even happen that often, but when it does, oh my fucking god, do I get mad, is when I'm at the grocery store and someone pays with a check. I can't
that still happens.
Stand that shit. And there's old, like, it may even start off, so like you might be like two people in front of you before you get to pay for your stuff, and that one person that's there pays the check, and they're always old as shit, just so you know. No young motherfucker better ever pay with a fucking check, I'll tell you that. I'll fucking kill them for that. So it's always some old dusty ass bitch that has she's fucking old as shit. And she's writing a check, and it's always a like minuscule amount. It's never like I can never help justify the action that they're writing a check to me. It's always like $7.16 fucking cents or some bullshit. Because they're buying like prunes and Depends, and that's it. Or whatever, or fucking whatever it may be, some old people
prunes
shit.
Prunes and Depends. That's a good combination right now. Because prunes is money, Depends.
Yeah, it should be like in the same aisle how they do, like, what do they do? Like, would they put like the condoms next to the birth control and shit in some stores and shit like that? So, dude, like
that's annoying.
That shit drives me crazy. And yeah. It kind of like it's similar in a way, and this is like kind of like sketchy territory here. Like this could potentially offend some people, but like kind of in a similar sense to the check writing thing is like when the people like have a WIC, like assisted living type things, right. Or when they have to have a certain like grocery list and they can only buy certain things, and then maybe they grab their own.
Right.
Now I will say that it's not necessarily their problem. I'm not attacking them directly. Who I'm going to attack is actually the store themselves, because if I feel like they should have like a certain, because there's so many people that are on that stuff, they should just have like a designated like a self-checkout or a check stand or something. Because if you get caught behind in the line behind someone that's buying stuff or using something like that, it's if they do grab the wrong thing, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but you'll never forget it if it does. it's like I never forget that shit. Like when I'm like, oh my god, this motherfucker grabbed the wrong milk.
Yeah, I can appreciate that because I have anxiety about like just waiting in long lines or like sitting for a extended wait for any kind of interaction like that is just like makes me want to murder everyone standing in front of me.
It infuriates me. Like I feel like there's been times where like I started sweating in line because I was so irritated. I'm like, stupid motherfucker. It's like then I start looking at what I'm buying. I'm like, I don't fucking need this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for this shit.
You start wondering if you should just dump your shit and leave.
Yeah.
No, that's like I have a hard time going to cons just because I can't stand waiting in line for shit.
Like,
oh, there's gonna actually be people at this thing or like a concert? Fuck that.
Like
I gotta stand in line for something? Fuck you.
The flip side to this whole check writing
stupid,
thing.
But it drives me crazy.
Is nowadays like A lot of businesses are accepting Apple Pay or whatever. If you have an Android, whatever that's called.
Yeah. I know
and
they have something.
If to me, like, I try to use that shit every time because it's with the whole chip thing that came out. It's all like it's still slow. Like they try to say, I feel like they were trying to say in the beginning that it was faster. It's fucking not faster. Because people's chips get fucked up, and then they like put them in, or they pull it out before they're supposed to. That's what she said. And then it fucks up, and then they have to do it over again. And then it makes that annoying meh, meh, meh sound. I'm like, fuck you,
yeah.
Apple Pay. You just beep, put your pin in, and you're fucking gone.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
What about you, George? Because you're the oldest guy here. Are you still paying with checks when you go to the grocery store?
It's fucking...
Listen, man, there's one thing that I can say about that. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, it happens. But you know what? We're approaching that final generation where I think eventually it's going to come to a point where that's not going to happen anymore because you're going to have elderly that are technically savvy. So they're not going to be writing goddamn checks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank God.
However, there is that, how would you say, like that low seed scumbag type of personality, which will write a check because they're using the loophole of not of knowing that if they don't have funds, you can write a check because you have a buffer of X amount of business days before it gets billed to the bank. So while it may still exist with the elderly for a brief period of time, I don't see it going on forever. Mm. I can see it probably continuing, but it will be more like defined to the people that are just basically abusing that system, you know, or taking advantage of it. Because I don't want to fucking like, I don't want to stereotype people. Some people, you know, everybody has their own situations in life, and you might be like living off paycheck to paycheck and you need to get stuff for your kids, and the only way to get that today is by writing that fucking check and having people, you know, talking to themselves, saying what you're gonna die of behind you, but you're like, fuck it, I gotta get this shit today, you know. But yeah, it is annoying.
What about you, Jaime? Do you even know what writing a check is still? You there?
Jaime.
Oh, sorry, I just got back. Okay. Sorry. So what was the question?
Jaime was having a little internet trouble, if you guys didn't notice, and he just got back in time. Slid right into first base. I think that's a reference, right? I don't know baseball. It's not my sport. We were talking about waiting in line at the grocery store for people that write checks. Do you have a checking account that you write paper checks for stuff?
No. I don't think I've seen...
He said no.
No, I don't think I've seen any person write a check in years.
Yeah. No, it's funny because some places it still happens, but I don't see it too often. But you know, the other one is like the person that's got the exact change. It's like that's like the new version of it. Someone's paying with cash, and they're like, hold on, I think I got 13 cents. Like, no, fuck you, you gotta
that's coin purse.
Like, no, you gotta take that 87 cents and fucking own it, you bitch. You don't get to count change out.
No, I have a fucking coin purse, bro. Fuck
yeah. I have purse too, but it's in my crotch.
I fucking hate change.
I fucking hate it too, bro.
Oh, dude, it's the worst.
I'll fucking throw away a dime like a bitch.
I'll throw it at someone with a 100% white boy sticker.
I'll throw away pennies, man. Not dimes. Not dimes.
I just hate this. I hate the feeling of having change like clacking around in your pocket.
Yeah, I hate it
too. That. And yeah, like it's even more gross to me. Like when it's like a wallet and it has a little Velcro zipper section, they go, and then they fucking have to like, you know, kind of like T-Rex the fingers into the fucking little pocket.
Or like the button, the clasp thing.
Yeah.
You know, squeeze it and it clicks.
Oh, dude.
I have a fucking fanny pack with fucking change.
Apparently,
just all change a whole fanny pack.
That'd be so heavy. It'd be like a weight belt.
it's only like $20, but it weighs 100 pounds.
Seriously, like it'd be really heavy.
Yeah, but it's cool because you can use it like you can use it like all as a weapon muscles. If you need self defense. Yeah.
Oh yeah definitely.
Pull up a sock.
For sure. You just can't get through any metal detectors.
Running some vending machines.
Actually, you can because like when it this? Makes the sound, you're like,
it's right.
Changed,
it doesn't set them off.
Yeah.
It's just my money, man. Perfect. Cool. Well, why don't we'll take a little break here and then we'll come back and we'll do our things that we're excited about.
In a world with far too many Star Wars podcasts comes one more Star Wars podcast. Yahoo! The Sarlacc Digest, a bi-weekly show covering Star Wars news, toys, book reviews, fan theories, and new canon discussion.
All wings report in.
Join the Sarlacc Digest hosts as they bring you knowledge and lore. Man, whenever the Yuuzhan Vong dropped the moon on Chewbacca's head, I shed a
holy
tear,
shit, dude. What? Not f***ing canon.
Jason and Jaina Solo.
Why is it so hard for everybody to understand?
The passion.
So when Luke took off Vader's helmet, you could just see the sadness going in, the lighting and the tears forming, and it's just, the soundtrack just starts raising and then...
You know it's a movie, right?
What?
The fandom.
Okay, so I have my Darth Vader camping chair for the line, my brand new exclusive Luke and Leia Vans, my Star Wars pop vinyl wristband that I just got. Oh, did I tell you that I was going to get my next...
And the collecting world. I got the orange carded figures.
I got the green card.
I got the red card.
Okay, do you have circles on hand? No circles, half circle?
Half circles?
Half circle. You got Palpatine Blue Saber?
I do, and the barge.
What the f***? No, not the barge.
The Sarlacc Digest, bringing you line talk and digesting Star Wars topics over 1,000 years. Find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're proud members of the RLU, Raw Live and Unedited Podcasting Network. Find us, rawlivepod.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to go through, each of us have a little something that we have coming up, or an event, or activity, or movie, or something that we're excited about. And I guess since I started off, I'll go first again. And my thing that I am excited about, I don't know, well, excited might be the wrong word, but is I'm eager to get this race out of the way that I'm going to be doing in 1 week from today. I've been just like running so much and so many miles, so many hours a week. I'm just ready to fucking take a break and have a week off. So I have 1 week from today, which is, I guess, for anyone that's not lining up the timeline, it's July 28th. And 1 week from today, I have a 25-mile race that I'm doing. And then after that, I am taking a fucking week off. So I'm excited for that because I went right from doing my first marathon, which is 26.2 miles, into training for this. So I took like 3 days
Wait,
off and
so
started training.
Are you right excited away. For the race, or are you excited for the week off?
Both, I guess. I'm anxious to get it over with in a way, but not like in a bad way. Like, oh, I just want to get this over with. Like, I've been training for it. Like, I'm ready to respond to it and see how it's going to go. So it's the second longest run that I've ever done. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Like I did, you know, the longer one about 7 weeks ago, I think 6-7 weeks ago, and was like, okay, that didn't go exactly as I planned, but went pretty good. So now let's see how it works the second time. So yeah, I'm excited for doing it and then to also relax and take a little bit of a break.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
And then let's see, what order did we go in? I forget now. Did George go first? Yeah. Oh, we'll let George go next. What do you have coming up, George?
The thing that I'm really excited about, it's more on the geek side. It's this whole thing where things nowadays that we were deprived of as children are becoming a reality for our children and for us that we're still into that stuff. So something like, for example, that I'm really excited is the Star Wars theme park that's going to open at Disney. I've always been a huge Star Wars fan. And I think that being able to immerse yourself in that world, experience this type of, like, if you're walking into the movie type thing, it's not just a ride, but it's like a entire park, an entire experience, you know, the food courts, everywhere you go, it's going to be like you're in a movie. And even the freaking hotel that, like, you'll be in a room and you look out the window and you're not going to see Orlando. You're going to see fucking the Outer Rim and shit. I think that is something that I'm geeking the fuck out about. And I'm really excited to experience that with my kids and also just, you know, the little kid in me discovering something that I probably never thought I'd experience in my lifetime, you know, the lengths that things are taken to.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never gone to any of the
things. Only thing that there's been for Star Wars so far, at least down here in Orlando, was Star Tours. And it's kind of like a blah ride. It's like you're on some fucking little tram that takes you on a shuttle. And then you have like a C-3PO and an R2 talking to you. And they show you scenes from different movies and stuff like that. And then there's like a gift shop. But you don't have that immersive thing where there's, you know, you're walking down a street market and there's fucking people in robes like Jedis. And there's fucking aliens and creatures. And you could drink blue milk, whatever the fuck that's going to taste like, you know, but. It's just going to be an experience that I never fathomed I would experience before I passed. You know, it's something that's like, holy fuck, the lengths that things have come from, things that we grew up with as children that are now so big, you know, just like it went from a comic book to a film to becoming blockbusters, to becoming like 4 or 5 dominating box offices. And then now being incorporated into theme parks is just like, it's fucking mind blowing to me, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Are either you guys going to be going.
I mean, eventually I will, because I've been to like Disney World a couple of times. I sure want to go there. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I definitely need to go.
Right. What about
you? Not really, but obviously with the Star Wars thing, I'll definitely want to check that out. I haven't.
Johnny's gonna go there with a backpack full of action figures and his camera. And
he's gonna go to town. Yeah, I mean that could. There's probably so many cool looking things and environments there. So that is that. But yeah, like I haven't been to Disneyland. Sure. In, I don't know how long, but this, yeah, I'll definitely check this out. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah. I'm not really a big theme park guy, but kind of the same thing. Like I would for that reason, but I would have to plan to travel there, obviously. So that's also an impedance on me. We have a theme park here, but it's kind of shitty. They just have like stupid roller coasters and the giant fucking swinging things and water slides and bullshit like that. They have shitty white trash concerts there too.
What's their bullshit amphitheater?
Like oh, like they'll have like they'll have like old like eighties rock. Red. No, like they'll have like washed up shit like eighties
like rock. Like Nickelback or something like that. Ooh, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. They'll have those kind of things. They'll have like two guys that didn't die that are still alive from Lynyrd Skynyrd with a bunch of other motherfuckers playing Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Yeah,
it's trash.
That kind of bullshit. The one guy that's still alive from the Grateful Dead and a bunch of other assholes and they're playing Grateful Dead songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit. So let's go to Jaime. What's something?
I'm excited about the new Predator movie. I mean I know some people like don't really care for it at all, but I've been like looking into it and keeping up with it. And I don't know, I'm really getting excited now.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I had the original movie in my top 10 horror movies, actually, on our first episode where I had the pre-written dialogue for Marco and I to open the show with that sounds like trash. And But if you want to listen to that, that would be our first episode. And so, anyways, I'm excited about it, too. I think either way, it's going to be cool. It's kind of like with the same thing with Halloween, like whether it's equal to the original thing or not, or even Star Wars or any of this stuff. It's just cool to see that they continue the stories and you get more of
that's what I'm excited about, because I've been looking into it and it's supposedly gonna expand on the Yautja lore and like show things that we've seen probably like in comics or something like that, but never in the movies. So that's gonna be cool.
What about
you, John? For sure.
Looking forward to seeing that.
The original Predator is one of my favorite movies. So, yeah, like you said, it's cool to like have like more to experience from these properties that we love. So that was a good way of putting it. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to live up to the original. It's just
I love Predator. I'm a huge Predator fan. I'm super excited about it. I actually set up a standee for that movie.
Yeah.
Because I have like a little side gig where I do things in theaters, and I'm super excited. I love the concept of the assassin predator. I'm curious to find out what the origin of it is. If it's man-made, if it's just like a whole other, you know, generation of predator. It's really intriguing. And what's the most interesting part? It's a fun fact. I don't know if you guys are aware. Shane Black, the director, was actually an actor in the original Predator film. He was.
Hawkins.
Yeah.
So the fact that he was there in the core film, in the original one, I feel there's no way he's not going to do the license justice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he also was co-writer of the original one, too, all the way back then. Yeah, because that was one of his first. He's actually, because that's the guy from Iron Man 3 that they say like ruined his career because that movie sucked, which I didn't even see it, but I heard it sucked, so I didn't bother. So, but he has been involved in tons of like well-known stuff for sure if you look up all of his work. But I think he was co-writer on that one too. And I wonder
and
if he'll make
going
a cameo
back to
in
what
or
George
even.
Said,
to be like,
going back,
I don't know
with,
how they would he would still be alive.
What George said about the assassin predator, from what I've read, I don't know if it's real or not. This is just speculation pretty much, but from what I read, like the main predator that we've seen already is supposedly like a fugitive Predator, and that seems to be true because NECA announced the figure and they are calling it Fugitive Predator. Mm-hmm. So supposedly what's going to happen is that that Predator, like, you know, he basically, how did you say that word? Like, he fucking left the clan and
abandoned.
Yeah, and they're like sending that guy to like kill them off because he like betrayed them. That's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true.
So he wants to be part of the human race?
No, not necessarily. Like, if you look into comics like Bad Blood, Predator, and all that, some of them do leave their clans and betray their own clan, and they just go off by themselves to kill whatever they want, even all other predators. Yeah. So that's gonna be interesting. That's why I'm really hyped, because I want to see what that's all about.
Predator Rogue One.
The narrative.
What if everyone in Rogue One got killed by predators?
The narrative of the trailer is a little wishy-washy, though, because you see the kid finding the predator stuff, and then you see the ship crashing, and it almost seems like if the actions of the kid caused that ship to crash. And the way they narrate it in the trailer, it's like, what the fuck is going on? You know?
Yeah, well, I think for sure, I know Marco and I will probably end up talking about it, and Jaime will probably end up talking about it on Figs and Flicks when it comes out. So we'll have to get our perspectives once we actually see the movie. But I think that's definitely something that everyone here seems to be looking forward to. So when is that actually coming out?
I think it's September. Yeah, September 13, something like that. I don't remember.
Nice.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. And so our last person is Johnny.
Do you
have anything that you're actually excited for?
Yeah, I'm just a serial killer. So, yeah, I know we're like, first thing that comes to my mind, and I know we're trying to keep off of this, but just like taking more photos of that Ninja Turtle setup that I just picked up, that's exciting to me. It's something new to me, having that environment, and it's just been a lot of fun. So it's something I like literally like every night. Let me go fuck around with that. It's that's been exciting for me, and just like being a lifelong Ninja Turtle fan, and like having those figures and having that Dio to go with it is like perfect. Like, it's, I feel like I've waited my whole life to have something like that. So that's exciting to me.
That's cool. Do you have any other events or anything planned? I know you just were at San Diego Comic-Con and stuff. Is there any other stuff in the works, or not really anything that you know about for sure yet that you're doing? So I know, like, you had the book come out.
So the book came out. That was awesome.
Do you have any other things in the works or ideas, projects?
Well, potentially, moving forward, there could be a couple things that might happen. So that would obviously be cool. I never really try to bank on any of that stuff, though. It's like, who knows what could happen. I mean, it would be exciting, though, if it does.
Sure.
But yeah, like, to me, it just all kind of comes back to like why I do it, which is the toys. So that's why I said that. But as far as like projects or anything coming up, it's like, possibly, yeah, but who knows? I mean, it's cool, though. It's something to kind of look forward to. So.
No, it is, for sure, especially because that's really, like you said with your podcast, it's really just you kind of show up and you look at a few articles and a few pictures and whatever, and you guys just talk about that stuff, but it's not anything more than just sort of researching what you're going to be buying and thinking about what you're going to be doing with it when you get it. And so, you know, that's kind of a lot of your singular focus on that one.
Especially seeing the love and passion and dedication that people like Johnny and Jaime put into toy photography, made me come to the conclusion where, as much as I love it, you know, being an artist at heart and loving to draw and everything, I feel that it takes so much time. So I either am a reviewer or I do toy photography. Because if you guys see my older works on YouTube, I used to go all out on the photographs that would play at the end of my video review. And as a whole, reviewing and then doing the toy photography, it just took up so much time. So I think for me, it'd be a wiser choice in the future. Johnny, you know, like, if you don't mind working with me and stuff like that. We could collaborate where I could review something and then I could splash images towards the end of the video and I'll give like photo cred and stuff like that, because it just takes too much time.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I can't do it. I would love to, but I have no fucking time to trek out to a beach. Mm-hmm. A beach for me is like an hour and a half away. So to trek out to a beach and take some beautiful photos of dewbacks with sand troopers, I don't have that facility. I have to go through a lot of traffic and preparation. Sure. If it was just in my backyard, maybe I'd do it. But it just, I love it, but I've come to the acceptance that I can't do that. I got to do one or the other, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's like, I used to be super into it and do it all the time. And then I just kind of keep developing other hobbies and splitting myself in different directions and spending less time on each thing. So I'll still go out once in a great while and take some new pictures and do whatever. But I'm nowhere on the like commitment level of trying to actually create, better and better art and challenge myself. I'm just kind of doing stuff more for the fun of just going out to do it. It's like a journey more than the destination type of thing for me. So, but for guys like Johnny, it's the journey and the destination.
Yeah,
thanks,
and
man.
Jaime too. You do a lot of awesome stuff. So cool. Well, I think that kind of gives everyone a little bit of an idea, just some of our personal insights and our feelings about some random things. And even though we still snuck a little bit of toy talk and movie talk in there, a little bit of horror talk even with the Predator stuff. But cool. So I think everyone knows. Obviously, you know where to find the show if you're listening through Raw, Live, and Unedited. And if you like what any of us have to say and you want to check out our shows, then please do, or check out some of the other shows and stay tuned for hopefully some more of these. We'll have to push the other showrunners to put together a group and do one of these in the future. I figured I would pick up the ball and run with it first, because I like these kind of weird interactions like this. That's sort of my whole sidecast thing, is just like, just get together and talk about whatever. That's fun to me, so. But cool, so yeah, thanks everybody for listening, and we will see you guys next time, hopefully on a different group of people.
Bye.
Later.
That's it. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye. Yeah, Marty backed out at the last minute, Jaime.
Yeah, he told me that he had like some unexpected visitors or something like that.
I think he's just mad at me because I didn't take his side on the James Gunn argument.
You really think that?
No.
Thing right now, so it'll take me like 7 to 10 minutes. Is that okay? Or
as long as it's not the shake wave, bro.
Yeah.
No, it was that. So damn it. Thanks for
putting me on blast. It's gonna give you some weird change and shit.
So yeah, I'm gonna go beat off. I'm gonna go beat off for 10 minutes. I'll be right back.
No, you're good.
All right, I'll be right back.
Sometimes I think I'm happy here.
I found the Mezzo thing that I could remember, the Warrior set.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be sick.
But that won't be out till like 2028 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what the fuck, bro? Like,
they announced it when the Warriors movie came out. So.
I know. it's literally as old as me.
I'm hoping
think someday you might find.
Like, I think Rich said that he's gonna just get a bunch of drunk people to do his show, so that will be a disaster.
God, dude. It's like, what's his show about? How to, like, not be able to pronounce words right? And
shit? Yeah. That's also true.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is not being alive anymore, so that I'm not pissed off at everything.
Yep.
Which hopefully comes soon.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Hashtag me too.
Right.